You're listening to a special Easter edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast, a reflection of the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, happy Easter again, my family, as we continue to roll through this glorious season of Easter. It's good to be with you. Our first reading this week comes from Acts chapter 2, verse 14, and then verses 22 through 33. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 16, verses 1 and 2, verses 5 through 10, and verse 11. And our second reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 21, and our gospel. This is one of my absolute favorite stories in all of Scripture, Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Now, there are a lot of things you can say about these readings this week. Again, as I mentioned, this is one of my favorite stories in all of Scripture. It's the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, the resurrection appearance when Christ himself enters in, walks with them, asks them questions, listens to them, and then unpacks the Scriptures to them and walks them right to the Eucharistic table, where again we see this beautiful liturgical formula of the taking of the bread, the blessing, the breaking, the giving. And then at that point, their eyes are opened. It's just, it's one of those stories you cannot read enough. It's a great story if you pray Lectio Divina. It's a great story to utilize that prayer practice to be able to go in through the steps of Lectio and really walk with the Lord and sit with the Lord and let the Holy Spirit open your eyes in a new way. But this week, what I really want to focus on in these readings is this. God is proactive. That from the moment that sin happened, from the moment that the fruit juice was running down their faces in Genesis, God was already promising them a redeemer. If you go back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the Protoevangelium, the first good news is that right after the fall, God is already promising them redemption, salvation, a redeemer, that God was already proactively working for our salvation. And throughout the ages, throughout history, Old and New Testament, all throughout our church history, God is constantly working for our salvation. He's a proactive God. He's not reactive. Because we're reactive, we normally view God as reactive. Well, I did this and then God did this. But God's plan is so much bigger than that. God is not ironic. God is providential. God is sovereign. Those are important words. In this first reading, I want to read couple specific lines to you. And then I'm going to read a couple specific lines from the second reading and then a couple from the gospel. So bear with me. In this first reading, listen to these words. This man delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God. This man delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God. That's important. Now listen to the second reading. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead. Then listen to the gospel. Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. Now, I realize it's hard listening to this podcast and hearing those verses sort of paraphrased out of context. It might be hard to put them all together, but there's a point being made. There's a beautiful strand being woven throughout these scriptures, as there always is on the Sunday Mass. And the strand is this. God had a plan, and God executed that plan intentionally and with precision throughout history, taking into account our own human sin, our own human frailty, but God was unyielding. God's promise never stopped. God had a plan, and he had that set plan from the beginning. And that set plan involved, as Peter is trying to explain to them, look, this wasn't just a reactive thing that this guy Jesus all of a sudden just showed up and did things. This was the fulfillment of a plan that God had set. And the same way that David, whom God had set aside, okay, God never abandoned David. In that same way, God never abandoned Christ. But the thing is, David's buried, and we know where his tomb is. But Christ's tomb is empty. Why? Because he's at the right hand of the Father. And he foresaw it. He spoke of the resurrection. He's trying to point and say, look, even Jesus told us this was the fulfillment. Even Jesus pointed and said this. So this was not one big reaction on the part of the culture and the elders and the Romans and the Pharisees. This was a very different situation. This was the fulfillment of a plan that God had set in motion long before, that God himself in Jesus Christ pointed to and explained to us. And that's what Peter's trying to make known in the first reading in Acts. It's also what he's trying to make known in the second reading from 1 Peter. Look, this was the plan from the foundation of the world, from the beginning of time, but it was finally revealed. It was revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Okay, so even though our ancestors were part of the plan, that this was the time that had come and Christ was the Lamb. And that's why in the gospel, when Christ is walking with the disciples, and notice that he asks them first, what are you downtrodden about? And they started talking in the present tense. Look, we thought Jesus was going to do this. We thought he was going to do that. And what does Jesus do? After he listens, he asks them a question, but then he goes back and he weaves together from Moses on how all the prophecies and all the people, how all the plan had come together and pointed to what? To him, to Jesus, to the fulfillment. You can see what happens here and what's trying to happen here with Peter and with Jesus is they're trying to give us a perspective, a wider perspective of how salvation history works, of how all these things came together. And my brothers and my sisters, if you and I can understand that, then we can understand this, that God is still not reactive. God is still proactively working for our salvation. He's still proactively putting people in our path, just like Christ on the road to Emmaus, just like Peter, and we still have Peter in the form of our Holy Father, our bishops, our priests, our brothers and sisters in the faith. God's continuing to bring people into our path, to bring people along our own walk, to continue to point us to Jesus, point us to the reality of Jesus, and to connect these dots on all the ways that God continues to work proactively for our salvation. The responsorial psalm this week is, Lord, you will show us the path of life. And God continues to show you the path of life, my brothers and my sisters and me, if we have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Our God is not reactive. Our God proactively desires us in heaven, and he's stopping at nothing, not even the cross, not even the tomb. He stops at nothing to ensure that we know him at the table. And if we have eyes to see, we'll see his presence this week again in the Eucharist. May God bless you.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.